Hello, Jim here. I'm standing here looking out over one of the beautiful neighborhoods here in Iztapaluca, Mexico City. I think it's been a while since I've done a podcast, so I decided this would be a great excuse to do another podcast. As you may know, today we're celebrating 10 years here at the blog Finding Direction, so as of today, this blog is 10 years old. For the podcast, I wanted to look forward a little bit. The last couple days, I posted a little bit of information about the last 10 years, looking back over the last 10 years, but it's really a great opportunity to look forward a little bit to the next 10 years. Monday is Thanksgiving Day in Canada, so it's also a good time to thank God for what He has done, and of course for what He will do, because we know we can trust Him in the future, as well as being able to look back as to what He's done in the past. But before I get into that, I will mention that I've also updated the Best of Finding Direction page. So at the moment, if you look up to the top of the main page of the blog, or any page of the blog, you'll see some tabs you can click on. So there's a Best of up there, and you can see some of the articles that either we like or are the best of the ones that are visited the most, that have been the most popular with UR visitors over the last 10 years. So all kinds of things, from just articles about the Bible and history, to articles about Mexican culture, to articles about ministry, stories, pictures, all kinds of stuff like that. So that is updated to reflect what's happened in 2012 so far. And don't forget as well, you can visit our photo gallery. There's another tab that'll show you that. And the photo gallery has been updated with pictures from today. Yeah, so it is totally up to date. Looking back over 10 years and then looking forward, I think it's really likely that we, as a family, and probably a lot of you, if not most of you listening, are going to experience more change in the next 10 years than we have in the last 10 years. Now, the one exception would be the fact that we moved to Mexico. Obviously, that was a huge, gigantic, tremendous change. And we thank the Lord for bringing us here. But with that exception, I think we can very likely look forward to a lot more change in the next 10 years. So we trust God to bring us through that. So what are we looking forward to in the next 10 years? What's going to happen in the next 10 years? We have absolutely no idea. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Actually, I'll say a little more than that. We do actually have no idea. But here are some things that we're thinking about when we think about the next 10 years and what may happen. First of all, in our ministry in Jesus Maria, of course, we have a brand new church there. It's been going for a year and 2.5 years now. And the Mexican leadership is doing a great job in the new church, and it continues to grow. We praise the Lord for that. But one thing that we're hoping for is a building for the group of believers there. And so we'd really appreciate your prayers about that. It's a very, very challenging thing for a whole number of reasons, and I won't get into them all here. Maybe I should do another podcast, update you on that. It's very challenging. We're right now meeting at a rented place. It's pretty much the biggest place in the neighborhood. We rent it just for Sunday mornings, and oftentimes we pack it out. We fill it up quite well. And it's not the greatest place. It's good for now, but we really need, as soon as possible, a new place. So that's one thing. Number two, we're looking ahead at continuing to help and encourage and train the leaders here. And I'm thinking especially of the pastors, elders, deacons here in the new churches in Iztapaluca. But really, of course, that goes beyond just those who have some sort of a title. It goes to everybody. But we really need to continue to pray for and encourage our leaders in the churches here and help them in any way we can. And they're doing a great job. We really, really appreciate them and consider them all our friends, as well as our co-workers in the ministry here. So we're thankful for them and hope that we can continue to help them. Number three, we really don't know what is going to happen after this, but we are looking ahead now that this church plant has Mexican leadership and is doing so well. We're looking ahead at what other neighborhoods do not have a gospel witness, do not have a church that people can go to that teaches the Bible. As I've mentioned many times, there's very few churches or religious places of any kind in these neighborhoods, but this really remains, Central Mexico remains one of the least reached areas in all of the Americas, and there is just so much to be done. I can see from where I'm standing here two neighborhoods, and there are many, many more with tens of thousands of people. There's still a lot to be done. So we're praying as a family as to where the Lord would lead us next and what His plans are for us. But it would be great to see some of these areas, some of these neighborhoods without a church, have a group of worshiping believers. Number four, we really feel inadequate for the work that needs to be done here, and that's a good thing. We obviously need the Lord, but we also need other people. We are praying for more missionaries who can come down and help in this area. This is a very unique area for so many reasons, but there's such a high concentration of people in such a small area that the work really cannot be done with just a few people. We need more, and we're just praying for more people who'd be willing to come down midterm for a year or two or longer term, families, single people, people that are beginning a second career, beginning the next stage of their life, entering retirement, semi-retirement, all kinds of different people we need to see down here. And we're thankful for those who are planning to come, raising support, such as Julian and Malu Grimalowski in Canada, Jessica Nixon in the United States, and others who have talked about coming for various lengths of time. But do pray for that. We need new missionaries here. Number five, we want to continue building relationships with short-term teams and with churches in Canada and the States. And many of you who are listening to this have are involved in a group that has either come down or that has prayed for us, supported us financially, and we just appreciate that. We want to continue to build a relationship. Wouldn't it be great to have groups from churches in Canada or the U.S. that could maybe come and do something on a regular basis? And we've talked to some about that. There's some that are interested in having a more long-term relationship, and that would be just such a great thing for the ministry here. We've seen so much fruit from short-term teams, and we appreciate them. Number six. And again, I don't have time to get into this as much as I'd like because we're trying to keep it short, but we want to see the believers in Mexico go out to other neighborhoods, to other cities, and to the world. And there is an increasing interest in the Latin American church to reach especially the Muslim world. We have friends from here in Mexico who are in a country ministering to Muslims right now. We have another guy who was involved in the church plants here, who is in Uruguay. But we really want to see that vision increase and grow and see people sent out around the world. And again, if this area could be more reached, and as the resources grew, it could become a major, major sending force in world missions. Number seven, more of thinking of our family. We realized when we were thinking about this that in the next 10 years we'll be guiding our children through their teenage years. Yes, in 10 years Nathaniel will be 18 and Hannah will be 21. So that will mean a lot of changes, and there will be a lot more changes, I'm sure, in our extended family. There will be a lot of challenges and decisions to be made, and just every day, every month, every year, there seems to be new things and new challenges. So we're looking forward to the next 10 years and certainly appreciate your prayers as well. Number eight, our children, us, you, the Mexican church, will be facing a world, I believe, that will be changing more than ever before, and tremendous, tremendous changes. If you doubt that, you can look back over the last 10 years and see what kinds of changes have happened then. From the looks of it, there will be increased opposition to the gospel, increased persecution around the world, and we have seen that already. Challenges with false doctrine, challenges with old alliances falling apart, old relationships falling and new relationships being formed, so many things. Economic challenges continue to be huge in the world, and there's no reason to think that things will improve greatly. Wars and violence around the world, so many different things that are happening, and I probably don't need to convince too many people, but we will be facing a lot of challenges in the next 10 years. All of us listening. I'm not listening, I'm talking. All of you listening and me talking will all be facing major changes. Number 9, and this is something that you can continue to pray about as we look into the next 10 years, and that is just our personal relationships with the Lord, our personal holiness, our understanding of the gospel, what Christ has done for us, what the Spirit is doing in our lives. We just need to have humility and the ability to continue to learn, to follow what God wants for our lives. We really would appreciate your prayers as we struggle and face the challenges of ourselves at times, challenges outside and challenges inside. Number 10, I left blank because, as I said at the beginning, we really do not know what is going to be happening in the next 10 years. Perhaps the biggest challenge of all is something I haven't even hinted at. And so we'll leave it at that. Number 10, blank. Who knows what the next 10 years will hold, really? Things could drastically change for us in 5 minutes. But we are thankful that someone already knows what's going to happen. Someone already has it all figured out and is holding us in his hands and has prepared things for us. It's not like we're going into the future haphazardly with no hope. So we are thankful for that. Thanks for listening to this podcast on the 10th anniversary of Finding Direction. Thanks for all of you who have read and listened and watched through the past 10 years and encouraged us, prayed for us, given us so much. We appreciate all of you. And of course, this blog is something for you just to keep you updated as to what's going on if you want to know. But obviously, we have gained so much more from our friends and family, more than we could ever really thank you for. So thanks for stopping by, and let's get started with the next 10 years, shall we?